Chapter 3. The Brain Strain. I acquired my first lab through squatter's rights. There was an abandoned specimen cutting room by the chapel in an old part of the hospital at Mayo. The room had been used for decades to prepare samples for microscopic analysis. One morning I was the attending covering the hospital nutrition service when I noticed a pile of discarded laboratory equipment in a corridor. That night I moved it all into the empty specimen room. Voila! I had my own lab. It was better than getting my first apartment. It was like having a personal space rocket to take me to places no one else had ever been. Over a year or so, grants accumulated, and I slowly disposed of the discarded equipment and brought in equipment that worked. In one part of the lab, which used to be an office, I built a contraption to measure sedentariness, activity, and calorie burn in animals ranging in size from rats to worms. There were several mishaps. To validate the equipment, it was necessary to burn known amounts of butane within the system. I failed to realize that the plastic I had used to build the animal cages had a low melting temperature, but that was what the sprinkler system was for. Anyway, it wasn't the first lab I had blown up. As time went by, several phenomenal neuroscientists collaborated with me to examine the brain circuits of sedentary behavior. Catherine Kotz was the first neuroscientist I came to work with. Our working relationship started off in the worst way possible. Shortly after the Great Gorging Study was published in 1999, I was sitting in a coffee shop in Nairobi, where I was volunteering with the Red Cross, inching through email, when I saw a series of emails from the University of Minnesota. The first started politely. "Where are you?" The next was less polite. "Are you coming?" The third was cross. "Don't say you aren't showing up." I was supposed to be teaching Professor Kotz's students 8,000 miles away at the University of Minnesota. I had forgotten. I pled ignorance, begged forgiveness, and asked for a second chance.